The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a select few episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous podcasts on the Nursing Notes by Johnson & Johnson Facebook page or visit iTunes to subscribe to the podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. This month, Nursing Notes Live takes a look at nurses who specialize in diabetes care. With nearly 26 million adults and children in the United States living with diabetes, and millions more at risk for developing the disease, diabetes nurses are needed now more than ever. Our panel discussion this month includes Marjorie Cypress, PhD and President-elect of the American Diabetes Association, and independent consultant and adult nurse practitioner with Albuquerque Health Partners in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Cynthia Watson, nurse practitioner and nursing instructor at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette in Lafayette, Louisiana. Let's see what they have to share. Marjorie, let's start with you and find out a little bit about your background in nursing. How did you decide to become a nurse?
Well, I had been working for doctors sort of as a receptionist, but also helping out, and I realized what I wanted was to learn a lot more about medicine, about nursing. It just was something that attracted me just because when I started out, I wanted knowledge. So I originally started and got a two-year degree so I could start working as a nurse. And then I continued to go back to school, and I was working as a triage nurse and working with some nurse practitioners who did a lot of work in diabetes. And so I helped them with some of their classes, and I became really interested in diabetes. And it was also what I wanted out of nursing. It allowed me to do counseling, education, and eventually becoming a nurse practitioner and being prescriptive. And I kept going back to school and went for my doctorate.
Excellent. And how did you eventually move into your position now?
Well, I was living in New York, and I was working in a research center. But I was also doing some nurse practitioner work and decided to move to New Mexico, and they had an opening for a diabetes nurse. And interestingly, they had never had a nurse practitioner work in their department, but were willing to let me kind of define the role myself. So that's really how I got into where I'm now, which is seeing patients with diabetes in a department of endocrinology.
Excellent. Cynthia, how about you? What spurred you to become a nurse when you first started out?
Well, I wanted to be a nurse for as long as I could remember as a very young child. If someone said, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" I said, "I wanted to be a nurse." But then as I got into high school, I had a few family members who had some health problems, so I was exposed to hospitals and nurses quite frequently through my high school years. I also enjoyed my sciences, biology and chemistry and those things, so I decided to be a nurse. And I always tell my students now, I've done just about everything that you could do as a nurse. I had a very, very varied career, but eventually worked my way into cardiology. And of course, many of the patients I saw in cardiology also had diabetes. So I became interested in the connection between heart disease and diabetes. We had a lot of heart disease in my family, but no diabetes that I knew of. And around that time was when nurse practitioners started to become more evident in Louisiana, where I was working, and I really liked what I saw, that the nurse practitioners were contributing to the care of patients. So I decided to go back to school And my first job as a nurse practitioner was actually in a primary care clinic affiliated with a medical school. And that medical school had a disease management program, and they asked me to become involved in setting up disease management for diabetes. At the time, I knew very little about diabetes, but I was interested, so I jumped into that, and that little small role, which took up about a half a day once a week over 2 years, became a full-time diabetes disease management clinic that went on for 12 years and went from me and one RN to a staff of 4 nurse practitioners and 8 RNs and a total staff of 24. So it was quite successful.
And now you're instructing new nursing students and bringing all of those skills to their approach to nursing care.
Yes, and my students laugh. I tell them all the time, once I start talking about diabetes, you're going to have to watch the clock and tell me when it's time for me to stop.
You sound like me, Cynthia. One of the things that you made me think about was that when I decided I wanted to really get involved with diabetes is I was working in this triage position, and I decided I want to work with patients with diabetes, and I was lucky enough that they gave me the position, but I went straight to the endocrinologist and I said, I want you to teach me. And so I had my personal little training program, and that really helped me a lot because he got to the point where he would walk out and let me take care of the patients.
Yeah, that would have been wonderful, but we unfortunately did not have an endocrinologist where I
worked. So you were it.
So I was pretty much self-taught. I went to as many conferences and lectures as I could.
Mm-hmm.
I read as many journals and as many books as I could, and over time became considered the resident diabetes expert and was actually charged with educating the residents about diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite a role for a nurse practitioner.
I agree with you. I remember working in a hospital where the residents would say, please come with us when we do rounds, because they didn't know how to manage diabetes.
Right, and they really wanted to learn. There's just so much to learn, and so it changes so quickly that they really did need to have one person whose entire job was to keep up with all of that. So that was my job.
And teach them about what nurses do also.
Right, yes, so that they would understand the relationship between the nurses and the dietitians and the physicians and everyone else who's
and the team
treating diabetes.
I mean, I think that's what they learned from that is how the team really works, that we can be colleagues.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it's interesting to hear both of you talk about this because it's clear that you both are so very passionate about diabetes and diabetes education. What is it about nurses that makes us so well suited to being the primary educators for both patients and for healthcare professionals about diabetes?
Well, I think it's something we learn in nursing school.
Mm-hmm.
Patient education and communication is a very large part of nursing education. So we go into our careers wanting to teach our patients and help our patients help themselves. So nurses are very well suited to that role.
And I think nurses have been in the forefront of this for many years. I sometimes laugh when I see some of the new initiatives that the physicians think are new. But nurses have said, we've been doing that all our careers in terms of educating patients and teaching them to be self-managers. So I think nurses are absolutely essential to diabetes care. Because we're able to look holistically at a patient, we're not looking at them by their specific disease. We're really looking at how they live, because that's what diabetes is. It's how you live with this disease. So it's not just about taking a medication. It's much more than that.
And I think nurses, I agree with you that nurses are much more attuned to the whole patient and to their lifestyle and preferences and culture. And we really aren't just going to write a prescription and say, do what I say. We really do engage our patients in a discussion about how this is going to impact their lives and help them set small, attainable goals for themselves so that they can gradually gain all the knowledge that they need to manage this disease.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's what makes nurses such good caregivers for the chronically ill patient. I know the World Health Organization recently put out a report that said that they were really expecting the nurses worldwide to be leading the charge in managing chronic disease. And it's really because of our holistic approach, isn't it? I mean, we are talking about so many different aspects of a patient's life that affect the management of their diabetes, their level of activity, their diet, their daily routine, the medications they take. You're right. It's not just about a pill. It's really about so much more.
Right.
It is. And then it's also not only about diabetes. There are very few diabetic patients who have only diabetes as their only chronic disease. Most of them have high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Many of them have heart disease and kidney disease. A lot of them are obese. So they're dealing with multiple chronic conditions.
What about the people that don't yet have diabetes? And we aren't wishing diabetes on anyone, but I remember the CDC talked about the lack of awareness of up to 70 or 80 million people in the United States that are pre-diabetes patients that are not even aware that they have this impending, you know, medical or chronic illness that's right on the horizon for them. And yet relatively minor lifestyle changes can have a huge impact on staving off or even completely removing that risk.
Well, I think we need to definitely take a great deal of when I say responsibility, what I mean is this is a perfect opportunity for nurses to get into the community and start educating people. I know even in my own practice, when I see patients with diabetes, I ask about their families, because certainly I know already that their families are at risk. Or if one of their family members brings them in, I actually talk to the family member as well. So in trying to, even in our own small practices, when you see someone with diabetes, is start educating that person about pre-diabetes in their family. And even educating other nurses who maybe have patients that they're seeing with hypertension, lipid problems, other things, and they look and they see they're obese and they have other risk factors, to start talking about pre-diabetes.
I agree. I used to do the same thing in my practice when I would talk to a parent or a grandparent about their diabetes. I would also talk to them about the important family lifestyle changes that they could make as a family that would impact their children and their grandchildren and perhaps prevent diabetes for them. Mm-hmm. And they were very appreciative of that. They hadn't even occurred to them that there was something they could do for their children to help them keep them from getting diabetes. So
one of the barriers right now in terms of really intervening with prediabetes is that a lot of it is lifestyle, and so dietitians do a really good job of working with patients like that, but Medicare doesn't see it as something they should reimburse. So as a nurse practitioner, those patients are often sent to me for education, and a lot of what I end up doing is dietary counseling and exercise counseling. So we really need to use the team in terms of this to treat it and somehow convince some of the insurance companies and CMS that this should be a benefit. I know that's something that's in the legislation right now, or at least looking at this. So I think nurses are also and should be advocates.
Yes, I absolutely agree. I think it's also very important that we clear up misconceptions about how much of a lifestyle change is required.
Right.
I think a lot of people don't take the first step because they think they have to lose 100 pounds or they have to exercise an hour a day, 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So clearing up that misconception and letting them know that just losing a small amount of weight, 7% of their body weight, exercising 30 minutes 3 times a week is going to make a huge difference in preventing diabetes.
Agree. And even saying to some of my patients who don't do any physical activity, can you walk for 10 minutes? You know, can you do that 3 times a day? You know?
Yeah. Can you drink 2 Cokes a day instead of 6? Right. You know, small changes that they can make.
And it is, and that's
huge impact.
I think that's also one of the things that nurses know, is that behavioral goals that are attainable are the most important things. Not telling a patient, as you said, Cynthia, they need to lose 100 pounds, because all you have to do is say that to someone, and you know they're going to not listen to you anymore.
Right, the wall goes up. So.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the eyes glaze over when a doctor said
right.
that to a patient, and they didn't hear anything else that was said because they were told this unattainable goal, and they weren't given a realistic way to reach that goal. So all they heard was this number. And I think that's one of the things that nurses are so good at doing, is taking things that need to occur in a patient's life and breaking them down into small little interventions, small little changes that can really help that person achieve that bigger goal by many, many small goals along the way.
And I think wasn't there a poll out not too long ago that said nursing was the most trusted profession, that patients trust nurses more than even their physicians?
I believe that's been consistent for many years. The
right.
year that we dropped down to number two was in 2001 after 9/11. Firemen
mm-hmm.
took our place as number one.
Uh-huh.
But since every year since then, we've been back to mm-hmm. the number one most trusted profession.
What about the future of diabetes care? There's so many amazing things, technologies that have changed lives. I think of the advent of the insulin pump in the last 20 or 30 years that have changed the way patients have managed type 1 diabetes. But there are things that can change compliance with type 2 diabetes as well. Is there anything that either of you have seen that you're excited about, looking forward to the care for diabetic patients?
Well, I think there's a lot of things coming down the pike. One of the things, as nurses, we need to support research, because that's where it's all coming from. And I'd like to see more nurses involved in research for behavioral change, or even how people adhere to different regimens. There always are medications that are coming down. There's always different things with diet. That's a very difficult thing to do research on. But I think what I see nursing as being present in working in the new healthcare model that we're seeing, patient-centered care. I think the model of medicine is changing, and that as nurses, we need to be in the forefront of that, because we have a lot of talents and we know how to look at things as a whole.
I agree. I'm very excited about some of the new medications that are being developed,
right.
and I'm very excited about the new technology. But the cornerstone of diabetes management is lifestyle management. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's where nurses can really make an impact with the patient, because no machine is going to take the place of a patient having the knowledge and the skills they need to manage diabetes from a lifestyle standpoint.
And I think that's really important. I mean, sometimes we get referrals for insulin pumps in a patient who doesn't check their blood sugars, really doesn't have any problem-solving skills. And so just having some new technology is not going to be the answer. It's never going to be the answer.
I agree.
What about, you talked a little bit about research, Marjorie. I know, Cynthia, you are involved with research and certainly looking at the students that you counsel on some of the opportunities that are coming along. What do we do to encourage more nurses to become involved in research? Cynthia, why don't you start off with that?
Well, I think research begins with undergraduate education,
mm-hmm.
and I think if we would incorporate a research class, or at least some research into their nursing classes that they already have, it would foster an interest and a love for research in the very young nurse. And I think that might be something that's missing from nursing education right now. There aren't a whole lot of opportunities for research at the undergraduate level.
I agree. I think it has to start early. an appreciation of research, and also recognizing that nursing research is unique. It's different than a lot of other types of research, and it makes a big difference.
Well, and I see that because just both of you talking so much about how nurses really impact the lifestyle changes that are so important in diabetes management, and so much of nursing research revolves around how we implement those changes and how we help patients track those types of things in their lives. It just seems like it's perfect. It's the perfect storm for nursing research.
Mm-hmm. Yes, oh, I think it is.
Are there any final thoughts that, Marjorie, we'll start with you, any final thoughts you'd like to share with the nurses that are listening to this or the nursing students that are either considering an opportunity to become more involved with diabetes education or diabetes nursing?
I would say, and Cynthia and I both, I think, have similar experience in terms of teaching ourselves about diabetes, and I think there's more of an emphasis now in nursing education on diabetes, but really reading the journals, the Diabetes Educator is a good journal for people to start seeing the type of work that's being done in diabetes, and it's done, the research is done very often by nurses. And read as much as you can about diabetes. It's very exciting. It's one of those fields that's just ripe for change. And seeing that as a diabetes nurse, you really have a great impact, not only on your patient, but you also have a great impact on the health system itself, that you can make a big difference. And that's why you wanted to become a nurse, is to make a difference.
Cynthia?
I would encourage every nurse to consider themselves diabetes nurses, because it doesn't matter what setting a person works in, a nurse will always encounter people with diabetes. So even if your primary role is not a diabetes nurse, you will have an opportunity to impact the life of patients with diabetes. So even nurses who don't have a huge interest in specializing in diabetes should do everything they can to remain current in their knowledge so that they can assist their patients whenever they encounter them.
Don't forget to check out the March issue of Nursing Notes, highlighting the diabetes nursing specialty. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com. And don't miss the other Nursing Notes Live episode this month with our get-to-know nurse, Linda Stallwood, as she shares her experiences with caring for diabetic patients and what she enjoys most about her career. You'll find this and other podcast episodes at the Nursing Notes by Johnson & Johnson Facebook page and in the podcast area in iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced each month for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing Future by MedicCast Productions. All rights reserved.